PJ Gallagher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yeah. Hello
great
again.
Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you. Always good to see you.
You saw a man with a coffee table on his back earlier on.
Ireland's brilliant, isn't it? A bit of sunshine comes out and then I'm just leaving my house to come out here. And a guy, I see him, he was kind of lying on the ground and I didn't know what was happening. And he stood up with a coffee table strapped to his back and just cycled off. So where he's going and what he's doing, I just don't know. But it's like, it's a middle-aged project just waiting to happen. You know, that's exactly what it is.
Have you any middle-aged projects?
I don't have skills, unfortunately, you know. Right. I'd love to have middle-aged projects. Like, I've always fancied doing up a classic bike or, you know, a classic car or something like that. But I don't have the patience, the ability.
Can you not learn everything now on YouTube?
I know, you can't, people say that, but you sort of have to have it in you as well. Like, that's kind of saying you can learn how to sing on YouTube.
Or no, well, you can't
learn how economics
to sing
on YouTube. You can't really. No, you have to kind of be born with a bit of a talent for it, I think.
Yeah, but like, I've like refurbished a table out the back and I learned it all from YouTube.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it's not much now, you know, but it's just a lot of scrubbing and a bit of oil.
I know, yeah, but still, you're doing it. Like, when we did the DIY challenge, I couldn't believe, like, someone would build an extension onto their home and plumb it and electrify it and all of that.
From YouTube?
From YouTube.
Yes.
And you're like, that is just remarkable. Like, I'm still trying to figure out how to use a chair.
I think you have to be prepared to fail.
Yeah, I guess that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Not
worry about making mistakes and taking years out of your life for a table.
So how are you? You're looking good and you're healthy and
much.
All that.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but yeah, after putting on loads of weight because I've let myself go, but I'm delighted. You know, there's actually a sort of a real sense of liberation in selling your sort of gym equipment for spare smiddics as the sun comes in. But it's been a bit of, so yeah, I'm feeling good.
Because you were a gym bunny, weren't you?
I get back to it, yeah.
I remember once you came on the TV show and you're like buff, like you're really sort of, you know, all muscly.
Yeah. I guess like you were saying just a minute ago, I was trying to fill a lot of time, you know. I just kind of felt that if I wasn't doing something, then I was letting myself down. So I just had to go to the gym or, you know, had to have some sort of program.
Yeah.
And nowadays I kind of, whatever. I just sort of let things pass, not taking life so seriously anymore, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And then does that come with age, do you think?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Absolutely it does, you know. Like when you give up on yourself, there's a great liberation in giving up on yourself. It's great. It's my advice
to
people. Give up on your dreams. Your dreams are like your bank account. They're, you know, it's always less than you think. Your ability, you just give up on it all and accept your lot and you'll be a lot happier.
You are talking wisdom there, but I think you're choosing the wrong words because like, giving up on your dreams sounds terrible, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know, no, but I think best advice I ever got.
But is it not more like accepting?
Yeah,
your
I guess
life as
yeah.
it is.
It's one of the same, yeah.
It's one of the same. Yeah.
My turn of phrase wasn't exactly perfect. But
PJ Geller says, give up on your dreams. Yes, that's the message.
It's pointless.
He's a guru. Yeah. Because you come to a certain stage in your life and you go, this is me. I'm aware of my limitations. I'm happy with that. I'm comfortable with that. And that's great.
Yeah. You become happy to be a bit of a spectator, I think, you know. Because you're always trying to accomplish so much for so long. And then you accomplish a little bit. And you go, maybe, you know, how much is enough? And then it becomes more pleasure in sitting back and watching other people do things.
Yeah.
At least there is
like,
for me.
Well, you're still working away on the radio 6 to 10. Like, that's a fair whack of broadcasting every week.
Yeah, still there with Jim McCabe. And I love it, you know. I love it after all the years of gigs, like 22 years or 25 years of gigging. And suddenly you find out you're a morning person, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just great fun. And like, you're not on your own, like... I think I was saying to you before that being a stand-up is a lonely road, you know. At least I always thought it was. You're a van driver, really, you know. Except you're just delivering jokes instead of parcels.
Right.
So you spend so long just in your own head, on the road. When you talk, no one's allowed to talk back, you know. So it's nice being able to go on the radio and have a bit of fun and have that interaction, I think.
Yeah, and it's a nice time of the day as well, isn't it? You're waking up with people.
Yeah. It's weird having your dinner at 10:30 in the morning, you know. But it is good to wake up with people, and it's gas. Like, I mean, you know more than anyone. You get used to people's names and stuff, and
you don't hear from them some mornings.
And then you get worried about them.
Is Carl okay?
Yeah. You know, see people at the bus stop that are normally there or whatever. Just kind of, you build a pattern. I love routine, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was missing for a very long time.
And just remind us then, why did you get into comedy in the first place? Did it happen by accident or?
No, I just couldn't do anything else. I mean, that's genuinely the truth. I couldn't do anything else. No, that's true. I swear to God, I tried. There was loads of things I loved that I wasn't really good at, you know. And then I did comedy and I never really loved it, but I was good at it, you know. So it was just unfortunate, really, that I got into comedy. It was just, I wish I was good at something else. It's just comedy sort of was the thing I could do. So now that I don't have to do it anymore, I'm delighted. Yeah.
You're very funny.
It's true. Like, my hands are really, they're decorative. Like, they're just to make my arms look normal. They don't really do anything, you know. I don't have abilities or anything. So talking and telling stories just seem to work, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a sense, though, that, you know, in the future you will do something else, you know, because that's you. I think that's you.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm always getting into. There's all that's like
because you've done theatre and you know you did Naked Camera and then you did stand up, you know, and you did the presenting on the DIY show. So there's always something, isn't there?
Yeah, I always get carried away with stuff as well. Even with hobbies, like my girlfriend was saying, you're really easy to buy presents for because you're always into some nonsense, you know.
Right.
Always some passion that you're going to have for the rest of your life, and you do it for 6 months and burn out.
So what's the current one?
I've gotten back into scooters.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
So like moped scooters?
Yeah, like Vespas. Yeah.
Oh, have you? Right. Yeah. You're a mod.
No, I was never a mod. I was never cool enough to be a mod. Right. I was too much of a potato head. You know, they were all clean cut and everything. I was too greasy. But I got into scooters in the 90s, and then that got me into bikes. And of course, I've been into motorcycles, my number one passion forever. But now I'm going back to the start. I'm going back to having fun on the scooter.
And do you buy Vespas? Is it Vespas or the second-hand ones? New ones or second-hand ones?
No, I'm the second-hand ones broke my heart. Like, every time the old two-stroke ones, they're amazing and they look fantastic, but I could never get them to start.
Yeah.
So the new ones, I just...
They're for purists.
They're for purists, yeah. The one I have now isn't for purists. It's for L ones and shopping and all. But I love it. It's great crack.
And you don't wear a parka or anything? No.
I'm not nearly cool enough for any of that.
But she's not going to buy you. She's not going to buy you a Vespa. She's a helmet or something.
Oh, yeah. No, a T-shirt with Vespa on it. Right, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Or a Target or something like
Vespa,
that.
Vespa pajamas or some sort of thing.
Adore them. Any chance you could get Naked Camera on RTE Player?
I think it is on RTE Player. I think it is, yeah. I think it is on RTE Player. It's gas looking at it now, how sort of, you'd never make it now because it was made at a time when nobody had a camera.
Oh, yes.
You know, nobody was suspicious.
Yes.
Nobody was on guard and there was no internet. No one was uploading their own movies. And I don't think you could ever make that again now, you know.
No.
There's just, as soon as something weird happens now, people wonder where the camera is. Whereas just that short amount, 17 years ago, whatever it was, like, it was just such a different world. Everybody just expected, saw people for what they were, face value, you know. They never thought
something else was going on. Over Christmas, and it was hidden camera.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's a bit old hat now.
Darren Garrahy and Dermot Whelan did something.
Did they really?
Yes, yeah. They got Brian Kennedy. They got him to sing at they'd set up a retirement party in some hotel.
And
they were all actors, and they.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
every
2 minutes they did YMCA, and poor Brian had to do YMCA the movements every time. It was good. What PJ is saying, Ray, is accept stuff, accept who you are, accept where you are. It's the key to being content. More, I think I think you kind of affirmed that.
You sort of rephrased what I was trying to say in the most inarticulate way.
No, but it's just come up with your dreams. Love PJ. There's a lot of grog there for you. So you'll be back on the radio Tuesday. You get bank holiday Mondays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God knows.
That's in the contract.
I think I'm out of contract. I better get that signed. No bank holidays. It's so weird being in a routine like that, you know. It's gas being able to look forward to the weekend again.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't, I hated weekends because it always meant, you know, entertaining and all of that. And stand-up comedy can be like lion taming, you know, like cracking the whip to drunk lions, you know, trying to make drunk lions not roar and laugh and keep them occupied. Now that pressure is gone and your weekends are your own again, it's great, you know. You just go to football matches
nearly finished, Peter, but I'm thinking about people who were at your gigs, knowing now what you were going through to make them laugh.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, it's going.
I hope they appreciate it, because I hated it. It was awful. I hated it. Yeah, I hope you got a laugh out of it. And I'm glad you thought it was funny, because I certainly didn't.
PJ Gallagher, thank you very much for coming in. You're always welcome here.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, and you're back on the radio 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning. That's it from us. We're back on the radio Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Thanks to everybody who's worked on the show this week. And outside today, we had Tommy and Emily and Neil. Cormac and Sarah are on the way, and we'll talk to you Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Good luck.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.